Welcome to The Upfront Investor with Dale Gillam, Chief Analyst at Wealth Within and author of the book How to Beat the Managed Funds by 20%. I'm Maureen Clifford. Today we're going to be speaking with Dale on how to select the stocks for your portfolio. Hi Dale, it's good to meet you again.
Yes Maureen, it's good to see you again too.
Dale, you've given us some real food for thought over the last couple of weeks, but let's get to the crunch. What should we be looking at when we want to buy stocks?
Very, very good question, Maureen. I mean, the type of portfolio you really want will determine the variety of the shares you actually purchase in that type of portfolio. And as we discussed last time, we had superannuation fund, a mid-cap, blue-chip type fund, and a growth-type fund. So, but the really important thing is to really, really underpin your whole portfolio with shares in the top 150 stocks. Because when you're buying quality, you'll actually have lower risk and still get very, very good returns.
Right, so what are the nuts and bolts I look at in a company?
Well, when you're looking at researching for companies or what to buy for your particular portfolio style or your risk level, when you're researching companies, there's three things you need to focus on. I mean, primarily one is the fundamentals of the company, and a lot of people know how to do that. In the fundamentals, we're talking about the dividend yield of the company. What type of dividend does it pay? Is it above the average for the market or that sector that stock's in? Is it below average for all of that? I mean, obviously, as we discussed last time, a super fund, you're looking for high dividend yields, preferably fully franked. But when you're looking at a growth type portfolio or a mid-cap portfolio, you're not even concerned with dividends in that sort of respect. You also look at things like the price earnings ratio of the company, and this will help you determine whether it's overvalued or undervalued. If the company is well above it, its price earnings ratio or PE ratio is above other shares within that sector or the market average, it's generally said to be overvalued and therefore probably would be coming back towards what's normal. If its PE ratio is below what other companies in that sector are currently running at, then it's probably undervalued. But probably more importantly is what I look at is more earnings per share, what they call EPS. Now, earnings per share is what the company or the growth forecast of the company. Now, if a company is growing, then obviously that should get reflected in the dividend price. So I'm looking for double-digit earnings growth all the time.
So you said dividend yield, the price earnings, that's PE ratio, and EPS. So that sort of information, it's on the ASX website and places like that?
It's on lots of different websites, actually. I mean, you can go to asx.com.au. You've got different information on companies, but probably really good sites to get that sort of stuff from. You can actually go to, like, just F2 website, Fairfax Trading Room, or the tradingroom.com.au, which is run by the Fairfax newspapers. There's information in there. You can get it from online broker sites have all this sort of information. There's also a website called Aspect Financial, which you can get all this sort of stuff from. I think it's like to subscribe to that one. It's like $20 a month. It's pretty cheap, and you get everything you're going to need.
Right, so there's cheap ones that you can subscribe to, but there's also plenty of free information out there too.
Yeah, some of those companies like Aspect Financial do provide some of their information to some of the free websites like the Trading Room, which, as I said, is run by Fairfax. So, you go into 9MSN, go into their money pages,
okay,
and you'll get information from there. And some of that is supplied by some of these people that I've just mentioned.
Okay, so apart from those three items, is there anything else I should be looking at before purchasing a stock?
I'm a strong believer in technical analysis, and what I've just discussed with you is really fundamental analysis. Now, fundamentals really tell me what is a value, what the value of that share should be. But as we all know, the share market actually is run on emotions or fear and greed or our perception.
Yes.
So even though the fundamentals tell me what I should be looking at, it doesn't really tell me when to buy and when to sell. So what I do is I use my technicals to give me that.
Right. Is this getting a bit complicated for non-professionals?
Well, it's actually quite interesting. Unfortunately, many believe that the technical analysis side of share market investing is actually overwhelming and complex, but I actually find fundamentals are more overwhelming and complex than actually technicals. I mean, simply by looking at a stock chart, you can really ascertain whether the share is actually rising or falling. Now, I can print up a chart of a share, a bar chart, a price chart, which you can get off any sort of online broking site or even off the ASX website for free.
Right.
I can print that up, give it to an 8-year-old and say, is that going up or down? And they'll tell me.
And so that's classed as technical analysis.
That's classed as technical analysis. If the listeners go and have a look at my blog, which is at you'll actually be able to see some examples of some charts that I'm talking about. Now, some of the listeners will be familiar with charts anyway because, as I said, if they use online brokers, they'll see them all over the place. But reading them is the important thing. That's where you'll get the good information out of it. But really all we want to do is notice the stock going up or is it going down.
Yeah, but isn't half the battle trying to pick up when it's reached its bottom or reached its top?
Not necessarily. A lot of people try and think that they have to pick the bottom of the share or the top of the share, and that's really one of those big myths that's out there. All we want to do is own shares that are going up. And it's quite simple, and it's like the analogy I use, if you've got a train screaming down the line at 100 miles an hour, it's pretty hard to stop, so get on with the momentum. If a stock's already moving in that direction, it's much, much safer. So all too often I meet people who are trying to buy stocks because they think it's stopped falling. So they go, I'm buying it now because it's cheap. But then when it halves in prices, it's still cheap.
Right, so the technical analysis will actually help you pick when in the cycle the stock is.
It does, actually. So what the technical analysis does is actually is a measurement of the buying and selling. Keep it that simple. Is that when more people are buying, I want to buy that share. When more people are selling, I want to be out of it. And that's really what technical analysis does. So really what it does is by analysing some trends and just by using some simple rules like trend lines or some other things that I show people in my book, you can actually pick the right time to buy and sell a share.
So a little drop isn't a bad thing. I mean, it's really big drops.
Oh, absolutely. A little drop in a share price is not really a bad thing. I mean, it's like going upstairs. You can't walk up a stairway until you put your foot down. And shares do exactly the same thing. And as a stairwell, every time we put our foot down, it enables us leverage to move higher and higher and higher. Shares do exactly the same thing. They'll move up, they'll move down in their cycles. And quite often I find a share will drop for a week and the uninitiated will actually get out thinking, oh, it's going to fall away, only for it to rise again. And that's very, very common for people to come to me and saying, yeah, that happens to me all the time.
So how do you know it's not going to fall away and that you're not going to lose everything?
Really, it's about having a set of rules around how you buy and sell shares. And I'm a very big believer, if you get into an investment, you need to know how you're going to get out of it or how you're going to manage it all along the way. And by using things such as trend lines, which I show people in my book and in my courses or at my Seeds of Wealth workshops that I actually do, it's basically a trailing stop loss. It shows people where to get in, where to get out, and all you need is a ruler and a pencil to do it.
Right, and does that relate back to your level of risk that you're taking?
It does to a certain degree, absolutely. With using some technical rules or some technical analysis rules, you're actually minimising risk. And so using the rules around it, I mean, it's like, for instance, if you're driving up to some traffic lights and the light's red, what's your risk if you drive straight through that light?
Pretty high, I think.
It's pretty high. So, but if it's green, your risk is much lower. And all we're doing is putting these signposts using technical analysis is having nice little signposts saying, this stock is high risk right now of falling. This stock is low risk and it should rise. And so our basic rules will actually protect our money and allow us to get into some shares at very low risk times and high probability of times of making money.
Right. It still comes back to the basic need for you to get some education or some knowledge on this?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, nothing worthwhile comes cheap and easy, if you know what I mean. What we're looking at is if you have no knowledge, then don't play. If you don't understand what the share market is, leave it up to the experts. But it really isn't that difficult. I mean, we get lots of people, we get single mums, we get 65-year-olds and 70-year-olds learning how to get involved in the share market and do analysis and actually manage their portfolios. We get 18-year-olds out of school. It's not that difficult. You just need to find someone to help you to do that.
Right, and you don't need to be a great mathematician?
Oh, absolutely not. No, you don't need to study fractal geometry or quantum theory. If you can calculate a percentage and draw a straight line, then you're pretty right.
Okay, well, I can do that much. And as always, this information is covered in your book?
Absolutely. What we've talked about today really is covered in my book, and we find that people, when they follow the simple ABC strategies in the book, they actually get great returns.
Right, and if they want to make contact with you, Dale, where do they do that?
They can simply just visit my website, which is www.wealthwithin.com.au.
Dale, thanks again, and I look forward to talking to you again.
My pleasure.